This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen. The United States Congress continues to be a brimming bucket of garbage. After ditching the speaker for the first time in U.S. history, Congress decided, job well done, took the rest of the week off. Seems lazy. Turns out, might have been an appropriate safety measure, according to Republican Garrett Graves.
Jake, I'll be really candid. I think if we had stayed together in the meeting last night, I think that you would have seen fists thrown.
And if the fists did start flying, my money's on Lauren Boebert, because I've seen how fast those hands move, especially below the belt. Now, the guy everyone finds particularly punchable in all this is Florida congressman and man who spotted you from across the Build-A-Bear workshop. Matt Gaetz. Everyone he works with thinks Gaetz is a sleaze, including Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who recounted this story about Gaetz and then Congresswoman Kristi Noem.
At the time, he was a member-elect, so we was going through conference and orientation, and he walked up to me as Kristi Noem, now Governor Kristi Noem, and he said, man, she's a fine, and you can put the B word in place there.
Representative of both Bakota? Mullen also mentioned Gaetz's most disturbing scandal.
You got to think about this guy. This is a guy that didn't have, that the media didn't give a time of day to after he was accused of sleeping with an underage girl. And there's a reason why no one in the conference came and defended him, because we had all seen the videos he was showing on the House floor that all of us had walked away of the girls that he had slept with. He'd brag about how he would crush ED medicine and chase it with an energy drink so he could go all night. This is obviously before you got married.
Oh. Well, that makes it better then. Yeah, my friend Ted used to scam old ladies out of their life savings and then release them confused into the woods. Before he had kids, obviously. For the record, married people can still get crazy with the pharmaceuticals. I've been married 30 years, and just last night, I crushed a whole Lipitor into my sleepy time tea. Okay? Jack. It's a cocktail I call CPAP on the beach. So this guy is claiming Matt Gaetz was running around on the floor of the House showing his amateur porn to anybody he could find, to everybody who works with him. That makes him sound like the over-the-top bad employee example they use in HR training videos. And I'm told we have one now.
Inappropriate behavior. What employees need to know.
Hey, coworker Roger, check out these videos.
Wait a moment, Max. These appear to be sexually explicit in nature.
It's okay. Look, it's me enjoying erectile stimulants mixed with caffeinated drinks and then having sex with women all night long.
This was obviously before you were married.
That is correct. Cheers. Mmm. Blood is flowing like a river to my stimulated penis.
Stop. What should Roger do? A, say nothing and walk away. B, contact HR immediately. C, let Max paralyze the government by firing the Speaker of the House.
Yeah. All of the above. All of the above. With McCarthy out of the picture, Republicans have to elect a new Speaker of the House, and some of them are already trying to draft Donald Trump. And in return, Trump is playing coy, but there's one person who's really into him taking the job.
Personally, I think it'd be the coolest damn thing in the entire world. You know, I would make sure he got a bigger gavel than the small little one that they have. Like, I think Trump needs like a, you can make it, you're a good craftsman, like a huge gavel.
My dad would have, my dad, I'm telling you, it would be super cool, awesome sauce. My dad would have the hugest gavel in the world. It'd be so big, he couldn't pick it up with his hands. He'd have to wrap both his arms around it and scoop it up. And then tell it he loved it, and please let me be the gavel, Dad. But Eric Trump just Eric's not the only member of his family out there doing the family name proud. So is Eric's wife and Kirkland brand Gwyneth Paltrow, Lara Trump. Last week, Lara released a cover of Tom Petty's 1989 hit song, I Won't Back Down. Take a listen. Chilling. You can hear the whole track on the new compilation album. Now that's what Lara Trump claims is music, Volume 1, On a Horse. Now, shockingly, some fans.
A little auto-tune.
It's hard to tell, but there's so much auto-tune there that I think it might have been the horse singing. Can't tell. Shockingly, the song wasn't an immediate hit, and Lara thinks she knows why.
I already know my song was shadow banned. So many people told me on Apple Music, on Spotify, on Amazon Music, they wouldn't put my song on the radio because it was too political.
Yes, too political. Her singing has been legally designated as domestic terrorism. One place. We already did the auto-tune joke. You gotta do the thing. One place they can't silence Lara is on Australian TV, where she gave an a cappella version.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Well, I've never been to the gates of hell, but now I'm pretty sure I know what they sound like. Fine. She's fine. She's fine.
Super average.
She's fine. Who am I to talk? There's some news about former New York mayor and rubber practice head they use in periodontal school. Rudolph Giuliani. Rudy is at the center of a special counsel Jack Smith January 6th case against Trump. And now federal prosecutors have shown an interest in Rudy's drinking habits. It's the very first federal investigation ever to begin with the words, "We're worried about you." The reason for this Giuliani booze snoop is that January 6th prosecutors think Trump might use a so-called advice of counsel defense, where he claims that he was a client merely taking professional cues from his lawyers. But that argument would fall apart if that guidance came from someone who Trump knew was compromised by alcohol. Oh, no, are you telling me the insane, leaky goblin that I hired out of a dumpster was drunk? But he was the only one who knew where the dildo store was. Look. Drinking isn't Rudy's only problem. He's also got massive unpaid legal bills. So to raise cash, he's selling off his Upper East Side apartment, which recently showed up on Zillow for $6.5 million. The listing featured beautiful professional photos and one that Rudy took himself. Of course, sure, got there. We got there. Of course, the true heart of any home is the kitchen. Rudy has a beautiful one. There's a butler's pantry, a staff room, a wine cellar, a wine fridge, a wine microwave, and a wine washer dryer. Yesterday afternoon, you might have noticed a strange sound coming from your phone. because there was a test of the emergency broadcast system. Did people get that? It was supposed to. Everyone should have gotten it. The test was scheduled to happen on every phone in the country simultaneously at exactly 2:20 Eastern Standard Time, but it actually went off 2 minutes early. So either somebody jumped the gun, or we just found out the government knows a disaster is going to happen 2 minutes before it actually does. And if that's the case, why didn't they stop Lara Trump from covering Tom Petty? Hey, wow. These tests are evidently necessary, but some on social media were not too pleased, like one conservative journalist who complained that it happened right during the baby's nap time. Thanks, Biden. Hey, you think Biden's happy? It was right during his nap time, too. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Bob Odenkirk.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you know my first guest. Please welcome Bob Odenkirk.
I'm great.
Nothing
it's great
that.
To
That's
be
good.
Back.
That's
just great.
Now, Bob, you're an actor, quite a famous actor.
All right.
You're also a member of the WGA.
Yes.
And how is the strike for you? It's only been over a
well,
week now.
Oh, well, I'm very thankful and proud of my brothers and sisters in the WGA and how it turned out. You know, one of the things I noticed on the line when I went to pick it this time was it just knocked me over how diverse our union is now. And it made me really proud and thankful.
Well, one of the things that you did is that with you and your buddy David Cross, you auctioned off a dinner.
Yeah.
To support the striking writers. You auctioned off dinner on eBay.
Yeah.
And you pulled down a cool $24,550.
What is this person expecting? I'm only thankful that I'm not cooking. That's all I'll say.
Did you expect? Did that surprise you, 25
Oh,
grand?
Very much so. That is a very generous person who really loves Mr. Show.
Yes. And where are you taking them?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Have
it
you
better
made contact
be nice.
With who this person is?
I have not, but the organization has, and we're going to schedule it, hopefully, when we can all be in the same restaurant together, and I will not be cooking.
Okay.
Because I make four things, Steve.
Yeah. What do you make?
My kids know. Because I made it over and over, because I cooked for years at home. I don't know why. Sorry to my children, Nate and Aaron. Shepherd's pie.
So ground meat, veggies, and
frozen
potatoes.
Vegetables from a bag. Ground beef, mashed potatoes. And then I made tortilla pizzas, lazy pizza, lazy man's pizza. Yeah, you just get a tortilla instead of making dough or anything like that. Come on.
An open-faced quesadilla.
Yeah. And meatballs, because I like meatballs. Yeah. So we're having meatballs.
That is a very dad thing to do. And why are we having meatballs? Because I like meatballs.
And fourth in rotation was chili. on spaghetti, which is how I used to eat it when they served it in Milwaukee. That's how they make the chili.
Oh, really?
And wow. I liked it like that.
Wow.
So those four things over and over and over for years, it's not a good scenario. No. But, you know, listen, childhood is hard. You got to get through it.
Yeah.
Just got to get through it.
But one of the ways that you got through it with your kids is that you wrote poetry with your kids. And you've got a new book here, your first children's book. It's called Zillet and Other Important Rhymes.
Yeah.
And how long ago did you start this project with your children?
So we would read books before bed, and we would write a poem almost every night. And we did that for a couple of years and collected them over that time. And I would write a line, and the kid would write a line, or the kid would start it, or I'd ask them what they did today, and we'd write a poem about that. And I just wanted my kids to see that they could write something like the books we were just reading. And then I put them all in a notebook, and I kept it on the shelf next to all their favorite books, which included all the greats, you know, Shel Silverstein and Dr. Seuss and Caleb Brown.
Is that what this is?
That's what that is. That's the original right there.
There it is. This
at the time.
Old time.
Yeah,
rhyme.
I called it old time rhyme.
It's all...
And it's...
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense in there.
This poem is written on a piece of paper that says, Odenkirk Talent Management.
That would be my wife's company.
Oh.
And my son got a hold of the stamper. You know, kids love that. Mm-hmm. So I kept them, and I knew there were a few good ones in there. The pandemic hit, and my daughter's been drawing her whole life. And I said, let's rewrite these, try to make them actually this rhyme.
There's your daughter.
Right and, there. Yeah, there's Aaron.
There's Aaron. There you go. A few years ago, I'm guessing.
A few years ago.
There you go.
That's when we were writing the poems. And this would be Nate.
There you go.
My son, Nate, there with me with a beard, wow, doing Run, Ronnie, Run, the movie I shot back then.
Wow.
And so we rewrote them during the pandemic. Nate helped write, and Aaron did the drawings. And I think it turned out all right.
Well, they're really fantastic. I've read a few of them, and I've enjoyed them. They're at my reading level. And and I was wondering, would you mind reading one?
Oh, I'd love to.
I like this one a lot.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Before you begin, what is a zillet?
Oh, zillet is a word that my son invented for a blanket fort. He just called it a zillet one night. Let's make a zillet. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, a zillet, you know, with a blanket and a couch and a chair. And you mean a blanket fort? Well, yeah. And I go, but I think I like zillet better. So we called it a zillet from then on.
Do you have any other family words?
Well, I used to sort of yell at the kids. TPB. And that meant total proper behavior. It was based on Elvis Presley, TCB.
Taking care of business.
Taking care of business. Sure. But I thought, I want my kids. We're going to Temple, TPB, total proper behavior.
Right.
Or whatever event we were going to.
Sure.
I don't think they ever cared that I said it that
didn't
way.
Work. It didn't
I thought,
work.
You know, making it an acronym would sound like cool. I'm going to be cool and behave like a little soldier. And it didn't work. Okay. This is a poem called Oh Shoelace, My Shoelace. It was a dirty old thing, but I never wanted one newer. Did I mention I found it in the street by the sewer? It was long and thin, threadbare, you might say. Its threads were all shredded and on full display. The hours I spent with it, tying knots by the score, and the untying part used up even more. I waved it around. The cat tried to swat it. The lace and I laughed. That old cat never got it. I slept with it and sang to it. I kept it so close. My mother shook her head. That old lace, it's just gross. Perhaps I took it too far when I insisted she kiss it. Now she's thrown it away. All my life, I will miss it. And there's a drawing of a shoelace.
We have to take a quick break, Mr. Odenkirk, but when we come back, we'll have more Bob Odenkirk. Stick around, friends.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Right there. this thing. This fella is the author of Zillet and Other Important Rhymes, Mr. Bob Odenkirk. Bob.
Yes.
You are clearly a busy man.
I stay busy.
You're always
I like
pumping
to.
Out material, yeah. And obviously we can't talk about any of your acting projects right now.
No, but
there are other. I understand now that the WGA strike is over, you've launched a couple other ideas.
Yeah.
Because you're a dream factory, is what
I
you are.
I can't stop. I'm a busy beaver.
Okay. And what you know, I understand. Would you like to talk about?
I can talk about projects that I haven't started making yet. And I thought this is wonderful. We've got this great audience here.
They're really special.
I thought I would share my new ideas that I will make, depending on how much you like them. And I brought in my own applause-o-meter.
Your own water.
Yeah.
And your own applause.
Of course, I come
is this,
fully
is this
equipped.
It?
Yes. If you could, it's a Heath kit.
There you go. There
I love the Heath kit.
There you go.
And this is going to judge.
And
which,
I've got. And these are the projects right here.
These are the stills
here.
I made.
Okay, great.
No acting involved.
No. Stills. These are all reality. Are they?
These were made by me in the real world.
Right.
To show you a sampling of
sure.
what the show might look like. So
okay.
First, I'm going to judge off your reaction which of these projects I will do next. So
okay.
It's kind of like fun for you. You get to decide my career.
Okay, ready for number one?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Show them.
Does it register? Does it register?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's working.
Wow, I just want to make sure it was
it's working.
Working. Yeah, that's
working.
Good. One more time. What was that? All right, here's
okay.
the first one. I'm very curious about this. It's called Bob Eats Out of Cans. This looks amazing.
Yeah.
Is this, and before I can tell, you're holding a globe. Is this a travel show?
Well, there's travel involved, Stephen. The situation is this. You know, Stanley Tucci goes to Italy and
Finding
makes
Italy.
Pasta. For
yeah, exactly. Stuff like that.
Phil Rosenthal, I don't know. He's
all
been everywhere.
The world. Yeah.
You know, I thought I'll travel and then I'll come home and just eat out of cans and see what happens to me.
And then they
film the travel part.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
ask.
No, because to save money, you know, I'm budget conscious. I want you to know I'm budget conscious. So it really is just going to be me at home opening up cans. What do you think? What do you think? You want to watch that?
I don't know. Well, you got other
pretty
options
good.
Here. We don't know what's going to be next.
Better than
Let's
I
see.
Expected.
Yeah. The next one is like this one was kind of surprising to me when I heard the premise. It's called Property Octuplets.
That's
and
right.
Do you have seven? You have seven?
Yeah.
Seven twins?
Seven twins.
Technically.
That's not scientifically.
Well, they're identical. If you look, Jimmy, get a shot of that. Get a shot of this.
Carefree
look,
with language
even, like,
here.
This guy's the sexy twin.
Well, I'll
but...
tell you. I have seven identical brothers, and we team up and do what we do best, Stephen, which is renovate houses. So there's me, Bob, with Rob, Gob, Knob, Lob, Crob, Hob, and, of course, Andreas, the one you pointed to. And we all have our specialties. Rob's the handy one. Gob is the funny one. And I'm the hot one. Just kidding, it's Andreas. Who wants to see Property Octuplets? Wow. Jeez Louise,
we
you almost broke the applause-o-meter.
We have a leader so
okay,
far.
Okay, here we go.
This one, I think, is going to be up. I mean,
oh,
it's going to be like, people are going to be buzzing about this one.
Let's see how it
this
goes.
One, this,
like,
is taking,
this is
this
why
one's
I'm
taking
here.
Some risks.
It is.
This, yeah, this
it
one is.
Is
called...
Admittedly.
Everything Island. Okay, what? Please, I'm gripped
you.
Already. You've
okay.
hooked me.
It's every Netflix reality show rolled into one. So we're gonna, what we're going to do is we're going to get seven couples who've been divorced and are remarried, but open to dating.
Okay.
They're going to compete for an island. Mm-hmm. You never see the island until they agree to live there for the rest of their lives, naked and afraid. For 10, $1,000.
Wow. Are you taking applications? Like, how has the process started?
We haven't started. It depends how these people feel about it. And I'll just add one more caveat. If, during the course of the show, if I have sex at any time, nobody gets any money, and I have to apologize to my wife in a reunion episode, and I'll eat out of cans. What do you think?
I think we have a winner.
You broke it.
Bob, what a pleasure to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you, Stephen.
The book is Zealot and Other Important Rhymes. It will be on sale this Tuesday. The star of Everything Island, Bob Odenkirk, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.